That's one of my favorite songs, isn't it? One of my all-time favorites. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings, and we thank you for that lovely name that we can trust in. We thank you for Jesus and what he's difference he's made in my life and our lives, and we praise you and thank you for it. Father, we just ask you, invite you to this service to have your way. Lord, may we be obedient to you, and Lord, humble ourselves before you and allow you to minister and move in us tonight. And Father, we love you and praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother Jay, if you'll come on. Will you ask the blessing over the offering? far as announcements, let's remember prayer Tuesday or midweek at 6 or midweek service at 7. If you're going to miss any services, you don't want to miss Wednesday night. I'll just tell you, that's all I'm telling you. But you don't want to miss Wednesday night. So be sure to be here. A big surprise for you. So, but remember these services. And also BBS, remember it from the 10th to the 13th, 6:30 to 8:30. Pray, and invite that we can have a lot of young people come through. It. We get a little wind of opportunity to help them. And so we be much in prayer for this. And do remember our homecoming, and it's our 60th anniversary. Remember anything that you come up with, any old pictures or anything from the past to be early of the church. So we would enjoy all of that. And then we will be opening the doors for church membership on the 24th. So remember that and be much in prayer about that. Is there any other announcements? All right, we want to... He's a pretty good fella. I got to spend a little time with him this week. I enjoy it every time I get to be around him. Spoken. Remember this. Any others? Remember Kelsey. You remember several folks traveling. Remember all these. Is she doing better? Is it? She's. Keep remembering Brazil and what all's going on. Rose Carter was going to be traveling back in a few days. Going to be going then, and I don't know if things don't straighten up. Some I don't know if she'll get to or not. Remember Rose and Dave and Annette and all of them. This be all. Oh, Will, let's come and gather around the altar this evening. All that'll come. All that'll come. Brother Nathan, would you lead us as we pray? We have a couple of specials tonight, and I think Jay and Joanne coming there is going to sing one. Rhonda's bringing up the other one. But I think JM, and I think he's got him a little trio lined up, and they're going to come and sing one. We let you get set down before we told you, didn't we? I'm going to let them come at this time.
Thinking about this song. Melanie gave me this song a long time back and said, sing this song sometime. She likes it, and it's a good old song. Press on, it won't be long. I don't know if y'all know that song or not, but anyway, in these days we're living in, we need encouragement. It an encourager, one of the gifts, preacher, spiritual gifts, encourager. You see, in a lot of times down the road, way back yonder, folks have said, hey, press on, you can make it. And we need that today. Somebody pat you on the back and say, boy, you're having a hard time. And hear your prayer request, and you know folks having a hard time. But we got to press on. It ain't going to be long. You see, Jesus is going to soon come. And until then, we need to keep on pressing on, helping one another, and say, hey, you can make it. Hang in there. So that's what this song says. Press on, it won't be long.
Oh, it's always an honor if I can ever sing with my mom and my uncle. I love them both. It's always an honor.
Glory in my soul.
We'll start there. Sorry, that's me. I just lost it.
There's glory in my soul. Since Jesus took control, He placed within my heart a happy song. The joy will sweetly ring while of His love I sing. Press on, it won't be very long. Press on, it won't be very long. Song in heaven some sweet day.
About singing, but now I believe they call that harmony, don't they? Very, very good. We'll get the bus fired up, and now this crew could hit the road. Amen. Thank the Lord. Press on. It won't be long, will it? I think we've got another special. If we could get these two young ladies over their shy spell.
We ain't sung this song in a long time.
Many times in my childhood, when we traveled so far, by nightfall, how weary I'd grown. Father's arms would slip around me, so gently he'd say, "My child, we're going home. Going home, I'm going home. There is nothing to hold me here. Will I
Father, I roam, but the Father has led me each step of the way. Praise God, I am going home. Go. Home, I'm going home. nothing to hold me here. Well, I caught a glimpse of that heavenly land. Praise God, I am going home. Sorry.
We just fill that bus up, can't we? That's some more of my favorites, Gary. Gary. When I said that was one of my favorites, Gary said one of my top 100. So I like them all. I like the old gospel hymns. I like something with meat on it, don't you? Amen. Does anyone else have anything, a song or anything on your heart this evening? Have your Bibles and you want to turn back to 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy 2, and then we'll read a couple verses out of 4 also. Find your place if you would stand with me. Thank you for everything been done this evening. Thank you for the singing. I just like old gospel singing. I don't know. I guess I'm just old-fashioned. That's what I was raised on. And I pretty well cut my teeth on the Inspirations, the LaFever Quartet, the Chuck Wagon Gang, all of those. And I just, it never has got out of my system. I just like old-timey music. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Starting at verse 3, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Then if you turn over to chapter 4, we'll read verse 7 and 8 again. "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Boy, I like that day. That day's approaching. We've been singing about that day. One day, it'll be that day. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for your blessings, your goodness, your mercy and grace. Lord, we thank you for the good old songs of Zion. We thank you, Lord, for just your touch and, Lord, your presence. Thank you for your presence this morning. We thank you for it being able to feel you this evening. Now, Lord, I pray you'll help old preacher boy finish this message up. And, Lord, that I pray that it'll bring glory and honor to you. And, Father, I just ask you for your touch. And, Lord, illuminate my thinking. I'm unworthy, but I ask you to use me again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. This morning we started a message, 5 Qualities of a Good Soldier. And we got through about halfway of the third one. But these qualities, he's a follower. He's faithful. And the third one, as we're on, is that he's familiar. Some things that a good soldier's familiar with. And one of them was the sound of the commander's voice. And then with the skill of using these weapons. And I think I just got through one. The Lord just hooked me up there on that first one. And then we finished up there. But
probably before you ever leave the house, probably before you even get breakfast done, that the battle's on. And it's important that we talk this morning about putting on, girding about with truth. The next one, peace, was the breastplate of righteousness. And the breastplate would come around and covers your vital parts, covers your heart. Boy, I tell you, our heart needs to be protected. We need to have our heart protected with His righteousness. I'm so glad to be clothed with His righteousness. My righteousness, filthy rags. My righteousness won't get me anywhere except into hell. But His righteousness will get me into glory. And we ought to be clothed in His righteousness. We ought to be clothed that have the breastplate on that protects us. And our righteous living that we live like we ought to as Christians will get the job done. See, spiritual warfare usually will not go any further than just living out your Christian life like what Christians ought to live day to day. Now, there's extreme cases when we have to confront and battle and get in. Like just recently, well, it was, I think, what, a month ago or something, I preached on hell, and I got attacked through the middle of the night. I even squalled and hollered till Rhonda got up, and she came in there and said, "Are you okay?" And I was hollering for Rhonda. And I was attacked, and I had to get rid of him, and I had to combat him in. And when that happens so often, and when you start moving forward, when you start taking back ground from the enemy, you start making progress in your Christian life, you start making giant steps, the devil's going to battle you harder than he ever has. And he may jump on you in the middle of the night or any other time, but the having on the righteous plate, breastplate of God is a good part of this spiritual putting on this outfit. Another one is have the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Boy, I'm glad for the preparation of the gospel of peace. You know, it's kind of, what is it? The Bible says, I think I jotted it down. I don't guess it is. Beautiful are the feet that preach the gospel. That brings the gospel of peace and good tidings. And it is the feet that carries the gospel. Battery's dead. I'll stay close to the mic if I can. I'll go, hold on. Thinking about being shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, having our feet shod, having our feet protected to carry this glorious gospel. See, that's what we have been called to do as Christians, is to carry the gospel of peace. It's so important that it was announced at Jesus' birth. Peace. Is that not what the angels held? Glory to God in the highest. And peace on earth. One of Jesus' titles in the book of Isaiah is the Prince of Peace. That comes through knowing Jesus as a Savior. When it's the gospel of peace that we are shod and our feet protected, the greaves that they wore back then come around, and see, they'd set traps with open up kind of like an animal trap that we know. And when he's in war and he's stepping in there, those things are clean. And they'd have sticks in them and they'd get your feet. Well, them greaves would carry it and come up to here and protect you from those traps. And you could just untrap them and keep right on trucking. If we're not careful, those devils stumble us up, drag us down, and set them traps for us. And it's important that we are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Taking the shield of faith. Fighting off, coming against the fiery darts. Thank you, brother. The fiery darts of the wicked one. These were little shields that were made, and they built around out of wood. They had brass in them, had cloth in them. It would extinguish those darts. It would extinguish what the devil throwed at, or what the enemy throwed at them. Same way with our faith, it will extinguish out his snares and his trips, his tricks, and the things of the devil that he throws at us. And then taking on the helmet of salvation. Boy, I like to have my head protected when you're in battle. Some versions of this, or if you go to another place, I can't remember exactly where it is, that it's quoted in the Bible, that it said, putting on the helmet is in Corinthians, the hope of salvation. I'm glad to have on the hope of salvation tonight. I'm glad to know that my sins are under the blood. I'm glad to know that if I was in here tonight and I couldn't say it and I didn't believe deep within my heart that if I breathed my last breath that I'd open my eyes up in heaven and I'd be in glory, I'd do something about it before I went out the door. That hope of heaven, that hope of eternal life, that hope of salvation, not just a hope so, but a no-so hope. And then, the sword of the Spirit. How is it that Jesus combated the devil? He said, "It is written." If you're struggling, you're battling with something, get you a verse to back it up. These kids come out of here, and I appreciate it, this morning with the Romans Road of Salvation. And I told them as they was going, memorize that. And you can use it. You can lead your friends to the Lord with it. Memorizing Scripture and getting it embedded in our mind and being able to quote it when the devil comes at us with something. When he comes up with a crazy thought, when he throws a thought in your mind, Preacher Cutshaw always said, it's not a sin to, you can't keep a bird from flying over your head, but you can keep him from making a nest in your hair. And I always thought that was a good saying. And when the devil throws these crazy thoughts in our mind, all we say is, let the mind which is in Christ be in me also. These things, whatever things are true, whatever things are pure, whatever is a big list of them, think on these things. And see, that's ammunition against the devil. And when he comes in, when we have our arsenal and our Scripture embedded in our heart and our mind where we can just throw it out, he has to flee. He can't stand when you go to quoting Scripture at him. That's the way Jesus done it. That's a pretty good example, isn't it? But also, he's familiar with this strategy. But thinking of that, familiar with the strategy, is 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into the angel of light. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Knowing the strategy of the devil. Knowing who your enemy is. When we went through the spiritual warfare, there's a lot of names in the Bible calling just by the names of the devil will reveal who he is. He may come to you in light sometimes, according to this scripture. He may come to you as that angry lion roaring. You have to know and be prepared and know who the enemy is. What if you had a soldier that was out on the battlefield and couldn't tell you who the enemy was? I'd want to be way behind him, wouldn't you? I wouldn't want to be nowhere closer if he didn't know who he was shooting at. How many of us get involved in stuff and we go to shooting the wrong ones? If we're not careful, we'll go to attacking the one that the devil's using against us, and it's him the one that's doing it, and we'll take all of our frustrations out on a person. Amen? And we'll focus, man, we'll be so mad, and we'll just be ready to flog somebody. When it's the devil that's working that way. No one worry works, but boy, I tell you, there's another verse in Hebrews that encourages. Hebrews 13:5. The Bible said, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things you have. For he said, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. No matter what he throws at you, no matter what he comes at us with, the Lord is always going to be with us. You must not have heard that. I'd expected a lot greater response. No matter what you're going to go through, the Lord's with you. And he's always there to protect you. He's always there to guide you when we're in these struggles. You might say, preacher, we know that. It's easy to forget it when you get in the middle of it. Amen. When it's in those situations I was talking about this morning, when you don't know if you're going to win or lose, when it really looks like you're on the losing end, and you don't know if you're going to get out or not, it's easy to say, did you forget I was down here? Amen. Woohoo, I'm still here. It's easy to get there. Remembering that he's always there. The fourth one, he's also a fighter. This is what it takes to get through. Press on. It won't be long. We better keep fighting. We better keep on keeping on. It's not going to be much longer, I don't believe. Paul makes three statements here. He said he was determined. He said, I fought a good fight. That's tell me of a fighter. That's tell me somebody that's not giving up. He didn't say, and I'd heard this, but he didn't say I danced a good dance or I sung a good song or I played a good game. He said I fought a good fight. It's been a struggle. It's been a battle. But I made it through. I've come through to the end of my course. I have fought and I have not backed off. I've not let down and I've not given up. And boy, I tell you, if you want the prize, that's what it takes to fight until the end. You know, it don't matter how good you start out. I've seen a lot of races. And I've seen them when they tuck out, it looked like there wasn't nobody going to catch them. But at the end of it is what matters. It's who it is that keeps on and keeps on and keeps fighting and keeps pressing. You know, a fighter's determined. He don't run. When it gets tough, he don't take off and go somewhere else. He don't quit going to church because how tough it is. He toughs it out and sticks in there. I know the old saying, we've all heard it, when the going get tough, the tough get going. Hanging in there. He stands until the battle's over. Another statement Paul made is he's driven. He said, I fought a good fight and I finished my course. The good soldier never retreats. Always in the battle, he never backs off. And he goes forward. I tell you, I've been couple of times that I've almost been to the point where I'm about ready to throw my hands up. But I didn't. I kept fighting. I'd come too far. I've come too far to turn back now. I've come too far to look back. I've won too many battles to give up now. I've won a lot more than I've lost by the help of the Lord. And I got some more that I'm going to win.
and I'm going to win the big one. I'm going to win when I cross and take my last breath and I leave this life. I'm in the winner's circle. There's then laid up a crown for me. Whew, glory. Keep fighting. Keep pressing. Good soldiers finish. Another fighter is that he's dedicated. The good soldier dedicates his life to the oath that he takes. Every day when he steps out, when they go into battle, his life's on the line. He's to the point. When he leaves, he don't know if he's coming back or not. Dedicated to the cause. We as Christians, as soldiers of Christ, need to be dedicated to what God's called us to do. And we carry through no matter what the personal cost is. We've been, and I'm probably going to pick back up on it here a little bit, but we've been going through the book of Acts. Nobody raised your hand, but let me ask you something. What if coming to church and sharing your faith would take as much, we'd have to go through as much as Paul did when he went on his missionary journeys? Almost every town he went into, they either beat him up, throwed him in jail, or run him out of town. Just about every one of them. He'd been stoned. He'd been left for dead. And he got up and brushed himself off and went to the next town. That's why he said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. And how many of us would drag ourselves in here Sunday morning if we knew that they's going to be throwing rocks at us as we come in? Or knew they was going to haul us off to jail? Oh, worse than that, if they just going to laugh at us and make amen. How faithful would we be? We have all the comforts that money can afford today. Amen. He's dedicated. Then the last one, he is a finisher. I guess I was thinking of this, and the greatest example of a finisher of all times. In John chapter 19, verse 30, the Bible said, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. What if on the way up Mount Calvary, he said, okay, that's it. I'm done. Father, send the legions of angels to come and get me. I'm tired of this. I've gone all again. That was very well a prayer that he said he could have prayed. What if he'd have quit? What if the apostles would have quit? What if a day they're going to crucify Peter? He said, no, I'm done. I'll never preach it again. I'll go my way. What if Paul would have quit before they beheaded him? I thank God they didn't quit. I thank God they carried on to the end. They pressed on and they never give up. See, there's somebody that you can win. There's somebody that I can win. There's somebody that the Lord has in mind for us to reach. This Bible school may reach the next missionary. The missionary that's going to bring the last message to the last people group. Maybe the ones that we are going to reach and lead to the Lord. That ought to get us excited about pressing on. What if the next Billy Graham is in our crowd? Amen. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author, finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the Father. He not only designed it, but he finished it. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. I'm so glad that he spread his arms out and said, it is finished. Salvation is now complete. When I come out of the tomb, it's the last thing that'll have to happen. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad he's the finisher? Aren't you glad he's our Savior? Amen. Aren't you glad we're not quitters? We're going to finish right to the end, ain't we? Let's try that again. I said, we're going to finish right to the end. Amen. We're fired up. Going to go devil bashing this next week. Bible toting, Bible thumping, devil bashing. I want us to be, when we get together, the devil and the demons in hell tremble. What's that bunch going to do this week? Who are they going to win this week? Who are they going to get out of our clutches this week? Amen. Who are they going to encourage this week to keep on? Who are they going to lift up? Who are they going to witness to? What are they going to do? Who are they going to pray for? I wish they'd quit praying for this country. I wish they'd quit praying for Israel. I like to hear several in this congregation out here pray for Israel. The Bible said, those that bless you, I will bless. And those that curse you, I'll curse. Let's keep blessing Israel. Some of the stands of the United States has been taken. He's about going to have to bless us. Amen? Praise the Lord, that's where I want to be. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. And thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your blessings, your mercy and grace. Father, I'm so thankful tonight for the message Paul gave us for being good soldiers. And Lord, help each of us to be a good soldier. Help us to fight the good fight. And Lord, to keep it about your business. And Lord, that we keep our eyes to the sky and our hands on the plow. Forgive us for when we fall short. Lord, help us to finish strong. Lord, not just finish, but finish strong. Father, my prayers lately has been more and more to help me finish strong. I'm starting down the back stretch. Lord, I want to finish strong. I want to finish stronger than I started. Lord, help us as Christians. That'll be our desire. Lord, I pray that you'd touch each one of us, and any needs a touch tonight, that they'll come and receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Come this evening? Will you come?